Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you hadn't heard, tourism in South Carolina is now a $20 billion industry that supports one in every 10 jobs and generates $1.5 billion in state and local tax revenues. These numbers represent a 6% increase in tourism activity in 2015 over 2014 and demonstrate a fourth consecutive record year of growth in South Carolina. Dwayne Parrish is South Carolina's Director of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, and today he's in our studio. Dwayne, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
So 2015, the latest year we have numbers for?
Yes, sir. We get those numbers from the federal government, so it takes a little delay in getting those numbers, but we expect 2016, from all early indicators we have, will be another record year.
And talk a little bit about how you arrive at those numbers.
Sure. We take a look at the number of visitors that come visit our state through hotel occupancy, hospitality taxes, accommodation taxes, admission taxes, airline flights that come in and the like, and we, in accordance with what the federal government does for each state, put our own touches on that and come up with a pretty good number. There is no one definitive number. We think that's a pretty accurate number.
And I have to ask you about the new administration in Washington and issues that have arisen because of proposed travel bans. And we're seeing reports now that not just the people from those specific countries mentioned in the proposed ban, but also other countries as well that are feeling trepidations about coming to the United States now. Is this something that you're seeing in South Carolina?
We haven't seen any of this yet. Certainly the six countries that are listed in the ban are not big feeders for South Carolina in terms of international visitation. It's probably less than 1%. However, it may create feelings amongst the people in other countries. And quite frankly, that's the time we double down our efforts to try to get those people to come. I, along with my counterparts and other salespeople in Georgia and North Carolina, will go to the UK and Germany in June and, quite frankly, remarket ourselves and tell them we really want them here. We'll open welcome arms to them in the state, and we really like the international visitor for a couple of reasons. One, they stay longer and they spend more money. They're sort of the epitome of a travel that you want in your destination.
How does your department work with the business community in trying to increase tourism to our state?
Sure. We have partners all around the state. There are 11 South Carolina Association of Tourism Regions. And then we have the individual convention and visitors bureaus. We do cooperative advertising. We do cooperative trade shows. I just came back from a Travel South trade show in Missouri where we market the South to bus tour operators throughout the country. We are actually hosting an international showcase in Charleston this year in November. Those are 100 tour operators from other countries that we try to market the Southeast to. We not only do collaboration with in-state partners, but also our border states, too, because international visitors and many domestic visitors are really not concerned about borders, and so we try not to make that an issue.
One issue also that tourists face in getting to South Carolina is more airline access, and it appears that that situation is improving.
It has improved. Employments into our state were up about 6% last year in 2016. We have more airline service to more cities, more direct flights than we've ever had, particularly places like Charleston. We have more, not just more destinations, but also more airlines flying in and out. We've had airport renovations at Columbia, Greenville, and Charleston the last 5 years. So air service continues to improve for us as a state.
And I understand that we have maybe a couple of new welcome centers coming to our interstate system?
We do. Our welcome centers, there are 9 along the borders of the state, of which they were all built in the 60s and 70s. They needed a facelift. And so we have 2 brand new ones opening, new construction, that are opening at Fort Mill, I-77, coming from Charlotte, and at Hardeeville, which is I-95, coming from Georgia. And then we plan to build Dillon, which is I-95, coming from North Carolina, will take place later this year. But 2 new ones opening up here in just a couple of weeks. We're excited about it. They're our front porch of our state. People have their first impression of that when they come in.
And another front porch is the internet.
Yes, sir.
And I noticed a few new things there, like the SC Trails link.
Yeah, the SC Trails, if you're thinking about hiking anywhere in the state, you can find it by way of map, you can find it by way of name of trail or the region you're in. We also on our website constantly update that. That's sort of our digital front door, if you will.
Other recent news that appears to have affected our state, and this time positively, is the fact that when the Confederate flag was lowered and now the issues in North Carolina, South Carolina is receiving a lot of sports tourists.
That's correct, Mike. We've been very fortunate. We have picked up a tremendous number of basketball regional tournaments, conference tournaments that we haven't had the last 15 years. Bring in visitors, players, fans, bring in coaches. They stay in hotels. They spend money in restaurants. There's probably a $10 million impact from those five tournaments that have taken place in our state during March.
Well, Dwayne, thanks so much for visiting our studio today.
Happy to be here, Mike.
Dwayne Parrish is director of South Carolina's Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Agency, and we will have a link to that posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.